It's all happening at the zoo.
I think one of the biggest complaints people have is when they see animals alone. And so they automatically feel like, well, why are they alone? Everybody needs to be with somebody. And what they don't realize is some animals, that's how they live.
Senior planeskeeper Laura Baylock says before you feel bad for an animal in captivity alone, ask a zookeeper, because they may just be a solitary animal, meaning an animal that doesn't live with others in its species.
People will get upset because they see the tigers by themselves. That is natural. They do not come together unless they're going to breed.
And if you're ever in the forest area, you may see Maxim and Metis, the two male tigers, prowling around separate exhibits, keeping an eye on their territory, just like in the wild. Baylock said even when animals are together, like the orangutans, sometimes they just want to be alone. Just like you.
Sometimes they really like their alone time. And even some of those apes that are together, they like their alone time. They like to be together, but then they're like, please get me away from this other ape. I just can't handle it anymore.
One of the apes, Charlie, is described as extremely shy and doesn't mind being alone in the Oasis building. Madison McGill, 93 WIBC Mobile News.